views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Hello, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am filling in for Colette today and every third Wednesday of the month. I've been so honored to be given this space to work with her amazing show that she has already created. So stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Self Network if you are listening later. In other words, you'll get the same benefits that you get listening live. It is my pleasure and honor to share life-transforming information that speaks to you and to myself. The things that I have found to be really powerful in my own life, I'm so excited to share with you. We do love callers to call in and give us their insight, ask for insight from our own modalities that we use, make comments, make questions, you name it. We can work on deleting energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. And we love to hear from you. The number is 1-800-930-2819. So my guest today is Anne Marie McQuaid.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome so much. Thank you. Anne Marie has a bachelor's degree in speech pathology and audiology and a master's degree in special education. She has 25 years of experience working with children and young adults of all ages and abilities. She's worked in school systems. She works in a private practice. Anne Marie is also an energy healer practitioner utilizing modalities such as Reiki and body talk. She has three children of her own, ages 18, 14, and 12. And she is the founder and owner of Playing on Purpose, which you could tell us, go ahead now, a little bit about that. But first, I just want to say thank you so much for being our guest on this show and sharing this very powerful space that Colette created for the next hour with me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. And I'm so excited about this topic. Yeah. I think that I could talk about this for hours and hours and hours. So I hope the listeners are ready
yeah.
to hear all that you and I have talked about in the past and these changes that are just, you know, life transforming, you know, changing our perspective and how we see daily situations and the bigger picture in life. So so excited and honored to be here. So thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to be here.
To reference back, if you haven't seen, the title for today is, there's lots of working titles, but the words that seem to resonate most powerfully for both Anne-Marie and I was integrating people-pleasing into radical authenticity. You know, part of why we use the word integrating is to bring forth the understanding that even something like people-pleasing that is often clothed in a negative light has its benefits, right? We learn from every expression of our own personal moment and can utilize a greater understanding of what it's offering us by just playing with it, right? Which is what I love Amory's business is called, Playing on Purpose. And it's like utilizing this concept of curiosity and playfulness and lightness to bring forth our creativity, to get insight that might not necessarily be readily available to us utilizing some of the older paradigms, right? Mm. And what, you know, the older paradigms, what am I referring to when I refer to that? And interesting for me, older paradigms are this idea that anything is really and truly wrong, right? Meaning that any action that we ever took in the past can be seen as wrong. And that takes away from the whole picture, right? Because then if you back up and you get philosophical, right? You can't have wrong unless you have right. It would be wrong if you didn't have right to compare it to. So there's an element of getting a greater picture of understanding that it's only part of the whole. So every little thing that you do that you see as wrong is incomplete. You're not seeing the whole picture because there's something coming out of that that is inviting you to expand, take heed and notice, right? Nothing like a big moment of having an explosion of some sort in which you then take heed to take the time to sort of look at your own life and say, what's going on here? Why did I react like that? What are the things that I'm engaging in that are contributing to me feeling this frustrated? How can I go about creating a life that is more in line with what feels comfortable and easeful and truly representative of the experience I desire to have here on the life, on this life? But if we don't have that dialogue, if we don't have that moment, if we just buy the story that says it's wrong and categorize it as wrong, what happens then? I mean, right? Like, I mean, if you think about like if somebody, and maybe a time in your life, Amory, where somebody ever told you you were wrong, right? Like, I even just thinking about it right now, I can feel my chest sink in, my stomach sort of turn, that I have a physical response to the idea. And we're not even talking about anything right now.
Right, exactly.
A particular situation. But this idea of being wrong is a very charged topic in society. And many of us spend an unknowing amount of time trying to control and prevent us ever coming across as wrong or ever being seen as wrong or really even ever being wrong.
Well, I love that. I think that's so true. I mean, even talk about radical self-acceptance, right? Accepting all of those things that we do look back oftentimes because we are in this process of changing and sort of we compare ourselves, right? So, well, now this is how things are now with this change in how we see, you know, these paradigms and looking back and how easy it is to sort of beat ourselves up for the things that we were actually these learning points and were actually these incredible moments of moving forward and learning and growing instead of, oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. And why did I do that? And why did I make that choice? It is. I mean, it's so well said and sort of on the topic, but a little bit off. I was thinking about how incredibly compassionate and accepting we can be of other people's mistakes or wrongs, quote unquote, as opposed to our own and how we view our mistakes and our wrongdoings, supposedly, which are really, again, just invitations, an invitation to look at ourselves and to grow, you know, in ways that we could have maybe never imagined before. So I love that. I mean, really, self-acceptance.
Yeah. And you know what? It reminds me of a discussion that I often have with a lot of my clients about, you know, this mothering, right? Even though some of the topic, the focus we're using is mothering, it can be applied to anyone, you know, any man, right, woman, or child. It doesn't really matter. But this idea that we can have compassion for others, right? But yet when we suppress self-acceptance and self-compassion for the needs of others, right? When we are not taking care of ourselves and focusing on, say, our children or our husbands or our job or anything to the detriment of nurturing and nourishing ourselves, we give off a particular type of energy. And you can feel, you know, those people and the stories that emanate from their daily life of like, oh, you know, whatever it might be, my life is so stressful, things are so busy. I mean, I hear this in my own dialogue in a daily life, like, right. How are you? Oh, they're so busy. And you're like, oh, really like to change that story. Right. But part of taking a step is being able to have that inner dialogue that says, oh, look at you. You think you're busy again. Isn't that interesting? Versus really believing you are busy and that it's actually not something that you are the one that's creating, which right. also means you are the one that has the power to change it. But I digress. What I'm going at is this idea of, for mothers, what I can often get my clients to pause at is when you say, do you realize that your children will continue to perpetuate what you are showing them an example for? Meaning, by ignoring the needs of their own body and mind and putting others in front of it, we just bring that and expose and marinate the next generation in that life experience. And then they unknowingly begin to perpetrate it as well, right? And so recognizing, so often it's like, well, I don't have time to take care of myself. Well, I don't have time for this appointment. I don't have time to take a walk, and I definitely don't have time to meditate. And it's like, but what if just those few moments in the morning, and I'm not saying that one needs to meditate, whatever it is that you're called to do, that reminds you of who you really are, being a daily practice and a daily commitment so that you also create the framework that is not by the words that you speak, but the energy you give off that your children can then tap into and experience and create in their own lives. And that gives a lot of people pause. Like, if I could have an effect on my child by taking care of myself, we're not actually... We don't always think of it that way. And that by changing our own energetic blueprint, which you can see that, right? Like any woman who's just, or any person you've been exposed to that just took care of themselves, whether they just took a walk or whether they meditated or did a yoga class or had a body talk session or worked with a healer or even went to the doctor, whatever they feel called to do, they have an energy about them that's different. And if you can honor that first and foremost so that we change the future generations framework that they are operating from to be one that recognizes feeling whole and complete, which is a total inside job, has to start with ourselves. And we begin that ripple effect and share that with others just by honoring it within ourselves. Doesn't that feel so different?
So different. And what comes to mind too, the word unapologetically, you know, like being able to, you know, I think oftentimes, I mean, I know I do this and I hear other people doing it, but when we do invest in ourselves, be it, like you said, an appointment or meditating or taking the time to recharge and to keep ourselves, our body, mind, you know, healthy and balanced, that we often apologize for it. You know, well, I'm sorry,
that, yes.
I had to run out for a walk because I really needed a stress reliever. And to even
That's
notice
perfect.
that, you know, we're apologizing for taking care of ourselves oftentimes, which again, I do all the time as well. So just interesting, you know, that
yeah.
That,
and I'm going to get into that next, but of course time always goes so fast when we're here, but it's time for us to take a break. But that's what I really want to look into next and have a discussion about is this idea of feeling that we need to rationalize where we engage our activities and our focus and our experience in life. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today and every third Wednesday of the month. My guest is Anne-Marie McQuaid. When we return, we will continue to talk about this radical authenticity and the steps of reframing your life experience to bring more and more of that into your life. Call in 1-800-930-2819, and we will make some shifts happen.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Practice living in wholeness with the Body Tune-Up. 6 classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough, separate from source, you're too much, you'll never make it. The emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression, all the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Are you looking to grow spiritually, expand your consciousness, increase psychic abilities? Well, there's a free app for that. Pure Light offers audios that transmit high spiritual frequencies to help you awaken to your full potential. Hundreds of audios created by some of the world's top energy healers, and many are free. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Could you swim with sharks? Is fear holding you back from living your life? The time is now to jump in and be courageous. Shelly Ryan has created a retreat to help you move past your fears with confidence. Join her June 30th through July 7th in Mexico. Have some fun, relax. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to be courageous with a whale and shark adventure. For more information, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny. I am Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today. My guest is Anne-Marie McQuaid. Before we continue, Anne-Marie, can you please share your contact information with our audience?
Yes, it is annemarie@playingonpurpose.com.
Fabulous.
Oh, and I have Playing on Purpose on Facebook. Sorry, I completely spaced for a second. Playing on Purpose
Facebook.
You can reach me there.
Great. Okay, so me, I am at KarenBetten.com, KarenBetten.com, or you can email me at Karen@KarenBetten.com, or you can also reach me through the website. So you can also, on my website, find links to archives of the past shows and the current show as well. So please do reach out if you have any questions, comments, feedback, you name it. We love to hear from you in any form. So the topic today is integrating people-pleasing into radical authenticity. And part of why this is the title of the show is, as a mother, I'd been playing around a lot with how many of my actions often feel that they're falling in the category of people-pleasing. As you know, my kids are getting a little bit older. My youngest is, she's 11 now. I almost wanted to call her 10. She's 11 now. And I'm building, you know, more and more energy into my business, it becomes a little overwhelming and a bit of a struggle to meet the needs or the perceived needs that I have set up for myself in all of the different people I see as requiring my attention. And the list is endless, right? Teenagers, husband, you know, I call my 11-year-old an early adolescent, parents, brothers, a dog, I mean a cat, and boy, she can be the loudest sometimes, clients, students, teachers, mentors, friends, you name it. The list is endless, and I'm sure so many of you out there have the same thing. And in some days, it all just goes about seamlessly. And then other days, it can really seem like everyone needs something and I'm just not able to do it. And each person that I see myself as disappointing becomes a little notch in the you're not good enough story. That is something I have often played with and dove into and swam in however you might say that. But in those days, I think I wrote about this in my description. I always often hear these brilliant words of Tom Kenyon, and I've heard it in so many different spaces, right? But this one particular time, I was at a workshop. I don't know if you've ever heard of Tom Kenyon, but he's a sound healer. And I, on a whim, went to one of his sound healing workshops, which was quite a crazy experience. I'd never had anything like it. I mean, the way my body was vibrating, the space where my thoughts moved to were just otherworldly. And I had never really had that. I've heard people talk about, they get to that place when they're meditating or after a yoga class. I had never quite had that where things just totally and completely shut off. And there's just this unbelievable sense of peace. Mm-hmm. So probably because I was in that space, I was able to receive the words that he was saying on an even deeper level. And a little side note, we'll get into that in a little bit. But the thing he said is, and he said it with his great little dry sense of humor. He's like, well, you know, I don't know if you know, but no is a complete sentence. And it struck me so deeply, like right into the chest. And I had this huge aha moment of the amount of time I spend rationalizing. Now, granted, I might be rationalizing to other people and, you know, telling my teenager why I can't pick him up when he has two legs that can walk him home or whatever else, or my other teenager for whatever reason. But it's those moments that you realize when you're in that pool of trying to, you know, defend why you can't show up for the needs of this person in the way they want you to, that you realize, number one, it's quite exhausting. But two, the person I'm really trying to convince is me.
Right.
And it becomes this incredibly deep moment where you, when supported, which I was for that moment in this space, right? I was away from my house. I was in a sound healing workshop. I actually didn't know anybody there. I was seeing this sort of, one might call it a cesspool, but having a deep awareness that there was a large, I don't want to categorize it by size, but there was a piece of me that often believed I didn't have worth. And I was able to hold space for it in a way that I never had when I was in this experience. I was able to see it. And I don't know if I would use the word accept. That's kind of when we start talking in this, all right, our words have different. So if another word comes to you, Anne-Marie, I know you've had this experience too. But it was like I was able to hold space for it. And it might be that I saw that it had a role to play. And in that moment, its role was to teach me. You know, this is what many of your actions have been originating from. This fear that you aren't enough. This fear that you are worthless. And isn't that an interesting underlying unconscious place to emanate my actions from? So the natural thing to do that when you're in there is say, okay, so how do I build this idea, right? Because that's what we are in this world. Action, action, action. How do I build it? What do I do? And what I've come to learn is the building of our authentic nature is not necessarily a doing type of thing. Would you agree with that, Anne-Marie?
Completely, yes. I'm so in agreement. I mean, everything you're saying, I'm just like, yes, yes, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, you use the word worth and value is what comes to mind for me as well. Again, just taking that time to look at certain moments where even saying no is difficult because you feel like your value or your worth in a particular situation is what you're contributing to it. You know, it's that go. Well, if I'm not giving, and I'm not, you know, giving to the point where I literally can't give anymore, then what is my value? What is my worth? What am I contributing?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it versus being, you know, and being who I am. And again, that place of authenticity, where my acceptance or my perceived acceptance from other people is not because I'm giving them something or not saying no, right? Yes yeah. to everything. And sure, of course I can do that, because why else would you like me, right? If I wasn't yeah. doing
pleasing
everything.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like that's, you know, what came to mind when you were talking about the Tom Kenyon, whom I love absolutely, and his sound healing is so powerful. If anyone ever feels drawn to go onto his website, there's just amazing, amazing things on there. But even backing up, like, you know, no is a full sentence, and we don't have to feel like we have to explain ourselves constantly when we say no. But even backing up to the point of just saying no, you know, where we can sort of come in contact with other people's anger or disappointment or their frustration because we're not showing up in the way that they perceive us to be or how we should in their minds, you know, do, go for them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we talked about that a little bit before, but that's a hard thing sometimes in the beginning when you're a people pleaser saying yes all the time, which I, you know, I very much grapple with back and forth, you know, from years ago, constantly saying yes to everything and never having a moment for myself. And to now sort of trying to come away from, you know, sort of the balancing and seeing, again, when I am in that people pleasing mode, it's for acceptance in my mind, you know, for that worth and that value. So it's an interesting.
Yeah. And the natural question that people want to say, and a lot of my clients say to this is, well, so how do I build acceptance for myself? How do I love myself more? Mm-hmm. How do I become more authentic? And I would bring this back around, and I would like to point out that, and this is a little bit interesting, I got a real sense of this concept in a Franklin Method class. I always bring all my amazing mentors in my life in, and Eric Franklin teaches movement classes. And at the beginning of the movement class, which now I teach them as well, we spend 60 seconds just sensing our body. And our understanding of doing that is like, why do we start a movement class that way? Well, our brain, our mind has two modalities that it can operate from, right? Well, it has more than that, but it has two capabilities, right? And one of them is the thing that most of us are doing all the time, intellectualizing, figuring out, wondering why, trying to figure out what it is, thinking, worrying, noticing, right? And then it has this other capacity to sense and feel. And that is an often untapped, incredibly powerful experience that is often relegated to useless in our current understanding of how to manifest change in our lives. And so in these Franklin Method classes, we provide students the experience of noticing how where their focus is actually changes how they move their body, which also then you can extrapolate, and it actually changes who comes into your life, who doesn't come into your life, what experiences you have in your life. And so then it's new for so many of us to really and truly sense and feel the body. So I bring it back to that Tom Kenyon experience. You know, that was an entire day of sensing and feeling. I couldn't escape it. Like, you know, like the vibration of the music was so encapsulating that there was a sensing and feeling sort of awakening that happened in me that I had never even known to be possible up to that point in time. And we'll get into a little bit more about this when we come back, because believe it or not, yet again, it is time for a break. So I am Karen Benton, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can find out more about Colette's Call to Dance, live events, and Float Your Boat teleshifting events, and her book, The Truth is Funny, and her energy correcting cards, and her amazing dragon paintings, and talesfromthevector.com. Also at truthisfunny.com. That is her main website. And you can email her at info@thetruthisfunny. We'll be right back to take your calls as we continue to explore radical authenticity in the face of traditional people-pleasing activities, right? Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today, and I have Anne-Marie McQuaid here with me, and we have been discussing integrating people-pleasing into radical authenticity. We would love for you to call in if you feel called to do that, right? 1-800-930-2819. Otherwise, realize that, you know, you as a community of our amazing listeners out there are receiving the energetic upgrades that are most valuable and most aligned for you just by listening to the show, whether it's live or whether it is a recording. And you're receiving it through that energetic imprint. And what's interesting is so many of us, you know, I teach classes, right? Energy medicine classes, I teach movement classes, and we always have a student or two, which used to be me, that would say, I don't feel anything, right? And there you are in a class full of people where maybe 80% of them feel something and you don't. And you're like, what the heck's going on? So I implore you to recognize that sensing and feeling and noticing its value is a skill that you get better and better at. And in our world, we are often not trained, the modern day world, to really utilize that, particularly our generation. I am in my 40s, and I feel like my generation really, technology, with the advancement of technology, so much of our understanding of things is reliant upon either a picture of it or, you know, a CAT scan or an X-ray. We're even, you know, and I've mentioned this in past shows, previous doctors, you know, of the older generation that didn't have access to that type of imaging and technology were relying upon sensing and feeling, and they were incredibly accurate at it as well. So, but not only is this pathway powerful for becoming more aware about your body, to know more deeply what you feel aligned for, but it's really, really the key ingredient to expressing and experiencing radical authenticity. If you are cloudy or unclear about what feels aligned for you, that makes your actions come from a different place than when you become. And let me emphasize it. Even people who practice this day in and day out, such as myself, and Anne-Marie, I'm going to throw you in there too, because I bet this, you know, clarity and cloudiness are something you go in and out of many times, often in an hour, right? Like, this is not like, oh, I have clarity, I'm enlightened, and that's it, right?
Right.
And we think that of some gurus and lots of different other experiences. Oh, they're so enlightened. And I've had people say that to me, wow, your life must be amazing. It's like, no, I'm having the exact same challenges on a daily basis that you are. And each time I have it, I just reach into my toolbox. And some days that toolbox is a walk outside in the woods. Some days it's calling my friends. Other days it's, you know, just sitting in the backyard. Other days it's doing a Franklin Method class. Sometimes it's teaching. You know, people say, why do you teach? Well, I teach because I learn it even more deeply, these same concepts. That one concept that says no is a complete sentence has so many levels to it. And as you explore your own inner landscape, it'll take on an even deeper meaning, you know, each time you explore it. Like that time when I happened to be in that setting in the Tom Kenyon sound healing, where I suddenly saw it in a completely different light. And I saw a clear understanding of where so many of my actions were emanating from, which then gives me the clarity to be able to make and take practical action. Right. And so the next time I'm getting crazy about it, whatever, feeling pressure from multiple sources that I feel need me at the exact same moment, I can take notice and say, oh, look at me. I'm seeing this experience as too much. And rather than fighting it and saying, oh, I suck. Why can't I handle this? I get to what I have learned is sort of leave the situation, right? Walk away from it and just follow whatever tool that I feel drawn to use in that moment. And sometimes it's flower essences, you know, so powerful. I utilize stuff from Lotus Way. If you've ever seen it, Katie Hess, she's just this amazingly beautiful woman who has this just unbelievable company around flower essences. That might, you know, I was raised to think that's a silly thing that does not have value. Flower essences, spraying something that smells, but yes, also emanates the frequency of a flower. Yet, if you do it to someone, every single person changes right away, right? And they're like, yeah. Whoa, what was that? That felt amazing. Sensing and feeling the body, right? How many Franklin Method classes have I taught where people walk in and say, hey, wait, I thought this was a yoga class. I don't want this. What are you doing? Let's get moving. Let's get going. And it's like, no, we're building the sensing and feeling aspect of the body-mind so that we can utilize its power to create change in our lives. Lo and behold, if they stay, which not everyone does, they usually at the end of it are like, holy moly, I had no idea that I was capable of creating change like that just by changing where I'm focusing my mind. But yet they're doing it while they're moving. Isn't that crazy, right?
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning when I first started taking the Franklin classes, one of the most difficult minutes, but the one that I love the most also because you're so connected to your thoughts, connected to your body, is the minute where you just check in and you sort of scan and feel where you are. And then recognizing the stream of thoughts that go through our mind and how they are oftentimes, almost always actually, but affecting what we're feeling in our neck and our shoulders and our back and, you know,
yes.
And just that minute of checking in and sort of, you know, breathing, how transforming it can be, you know, just checking in.
It's exactly right. And we're taught that that's doing nothing. And if there's anything that you can get out of this show is the power of doing nothing, the power of noticing without needing to change. That's a real, you know, Franklin uses that concept and it's simple concept. Franklin doesn't own it, right? We all notice it. We all are aware that this is something we can do, but we're not necessarily encouraged to do it. Can you notice without needing to change? We're usually so focused on analyzing, critiquing, figuring out why it happened, figuring out how to prevent it from happening. versus this other space where we're sensing it, feeling it, noticing it without needing to change it so that we can access our own, and this is the piece that we hadn't got to yet, creative potential to create change, right? So here's the thing for you, Amory, right? You're a unique individual. You have unique experiences. You have unique expectations, right? Even though we see a lot of things the same way, we're certainly not going to see everything the same way. Right. You have emotions, you have understandings, you have experiences, you have resonance with certain things and not other things. So your ability to resolve any conflict in your life is going to be reliant and influenced by those individual characteristics and traits. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, therefore, to resolve those situations, wouldn't it make most sense for you to be the one that's navigating it?
Yeah. Yeah. From the place of me, of what I've experienced and my beliefs and my, yes, absolutely. So huge. Yeah. And you know, that's that again, that's sort of what we've been talking about with the, with, you know, people even coming from a well-meaning place, giving advice or saying, this is what you have to do to get to this point, or this is what you must do. Yeah. And those things, those bits of advice or, you know, telling someone what to do or wanting them to do it a certain way is really coming from that person's belief systems and their life and their experiences.
Exactly. Yeah. We're all conditioned to give away our power, right? Like, and I, you know, and it's funny, a lot of my clients in the beginning, I should say my own experience, as I sort of widened my world from a fully allopathic approach to a more integrated, utilizing different tools that might not be, even be recognized by allopathic medicine, one of the last things that I had a deep awareness of how ingrained it was needing and wanting to find out what was wrong with me, mm-hmm. right? So like we often, if we have an explosion, you know, maybe against our husband, you know, and we act what we then later deem to be inappropriate towards them, we yell at them, we're disrespectful, we blame them for things that are not, you know, the focus can be what's wrong with me, or the focus can be curiosity. Isn't that interesting, right? Noticing without needing to change. Isn't that interesting that I just flipped out at my husband? I blamed him for something that really isn't ultimately his fault. What am I bringing up? What is it that this is bringing up? What kind of opportunity is this inviting me to either look at, let go of, or love a little bit more? And that, I don't know, try that out there, audience. You know, try it out. Think about someone or something you've done that you feel that you were, you know, inappropriate, disrespectful, whatever it might be. And think about what's wrong with me. How can I fix it? What's wrong with me? And then think about getting curious, noticing the experience and opening yourself to being revealed to, or opening yourself to revealing what it's inviting you to see about yourself that you're ready to let go of. Often it's a belief about yourself that you want to shave the hold it has on you. For example, going back to the one where I felt like I was not worthy enough. Right. And noticing that, bringing light to it, bringing awareness to it so that I could see how it was threading and limiting my life experience. I can't get rid of it. Right. It, because what we talked about in the beginning of the show, it's part of the whole. Being worthy cannot exist without experiencing and feeling unworthiness. Mm. So it's not about eliminating that. But it's about integrating it. And that's where we bring it all back in whole, is about integrating that, right? Can we integrate both aspects of ourselves, hold space for them, regardless of which one we're focusing on, right? Because the times that we focus on being super worthy, that can mess stuff up too, right? my tennis matches, the better I think I am, the worse I do, right?
Well, and holding space for it with a gentle compassion for ourselves, right? You know, for that. Yeah. Radical self-acceptance, you know, holding
and then
space.
Your unique creative energy comes through and your unique insight that is finally aligned for your unique being, the unique characteristics and traits. Yes, we are all one, but we are an individual expression of the all one. And then we tap more deeply into our individual expression of that all one. And we show up for exactly what we're meant to show up for in that moment for the evolution of our own experience on life, for living a life that is more open and free and joyful and abundant, that comes from recognizing the value of the joylessness, the worthlessness, the opposite story, and so that they become whole again and give off a piece of light. Oh,
beautiful.
Right. If you can believe it, it is time. Time goes so fast for us to take another break. So we'll be right back on The Truth is Funny. Feel free to call in if you feel drawn, 1-800-930-2819. Otherwise, we're just loving that. I can feel the energy of the listening community out there, and it's just feeding the words that are coming through. And I want to send out a shout out to all of you, and thank you so much. And we'll be right back.
To the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi.
Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This is Karen Benton, and I am on the Truth is Funny radio show. Boy, I just had a blank moment. Talk about all that. So you can reach me at KarenBenton.com, and I'm filling in for Colette today on her amazing radio show on Transformation Talk Radio. We've really been having this amazing conversation about radical authenticity. And where I think we can sort of take this is, you know, summarizing what we've been talking about is recognizing that authenticity for each person is going to be an individual expression and experience. And we cannot rely upon the external world for us to recognize this power and these gifts that we have to share with the world. But as we're coming up on the amazing summer solstice, right, like this day when the light is the longest, and through the process of this hour, we have been talking about you know, utilizing the tool of curiosity and noticing our own shadows, noticing the aspects of ourselves that are requiring attention and love, and holding space for them so that we can explore and expand our own creative nature to engage in action from that space. And the action in that space is going to be individual to each of us, right? Like I said, on one day it might be a walk, on another day it might be a meditation, on another day it might be setting a really powerful, deeply connected intention for something like world peace or peace for all children of the world. And for any of the conflicts and experiences that the world is having and engaging in this moment, that the creative energy of all those that are called to take action and to bring about the physical change that is required, hear that call from within themselves and take action from there. Simultaneously, all those that are called to be the supports behind the scenes, utilizing their incredibly powerful energetic tools that each one of us has, not just one person, but every single person has it, by, you know, connecting to the moon, connecting to the sun, connecting to the ocean, whatever it is that makes you feel and remember all that you are. And by accessing that potential in each one of us, we create a ripple effect of change that then supports those that are called to take full action, to engage in that, those that are supported to support those in full action by holding a space of love, joy, and openness and acceptance so that the evil and the good of the world can be integrated into a beautiful form of light. And I would like to share and send out this intention to anyone in this community and beyond that is struggling with anything, any of the current events that are going on in life, any of the current struggles that are going on with man, woman, and children, and open themselves to exploring their unique gifts that they feel called to engage in to bring about the change, and recognizing that everything is powerful. As we build the awareness that our focus and our sensing capabilities can create ripple effects of change, we build those to take part in the exact call that they feel aligned to do to participate in the change that the world is requiring.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. What comes to mind too, you know, was actually, again, the Tom Kenyon show that you and I went to together. And he did a sound healing and a world peace meditation. And I'm sure you remember, but the feeling, you know, for people out there that maybe feel powerless or feel upset and sad and frustrated by the things that are happening, and that maybe feel, you know, that they don't have any power, that they can't do anything about it. And I'm just thinking about how amazing that group meditation was that we did, and we talked about it afterwards. Yeah. And what you feel like you actually shifted things that weren't in front of us within our physical space, but that you do within your own mind, your own recesses of your energy, meditating, what gathering with people, and you know, again, whatever you feel called or drawn to do, that there is power. Don't ever underestimate the incredible the value of that, you know.
Yeah, that is not always physical in nature. Sometimes it is and sometimes it's not, and they were equally worthy and valuable and incredibly powerful to bring about change. We do have a caller. Let's see, could we let's bring that caller on and see what you know, we love callers. So,
Raul, you're on the air.
Hi, Raul.
Hello,
how are
Karen.
You? This is Karen.
Hello, Anne.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in.
Until the last minute. Yes, I am wondering if you can help me a little bit with, I have this little neck shoulder pain. It's shooting down my right arm, and I know you guys are great at moving that.
Isn't that funny? How long have you had this pain?
You know, it's been a few days, but I think the neck thing has been going on for years.
The neck thing, but the shooting part has been going on recently.
Yeah, since Sunday.
Yeah. So I have a question for you in light. Have you been listening to the show so far? And totally fine if you have not.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course.
Yeah. So if you were to, you know, explore your inner landscape and just notice this experience, what comes up for you? What's the first thing that comes to arise in your awareness of where some of the influencing factors might be coming from?
I think a little bit of a pressure. I'm in the end of a big cycle in my life, and I think that somehow it's kind of like it could be a repetition of the same. But I think
it's what I'm seeing, in general. The first thing, perfect. I love that. And I'm interrupting you because we literally only have 2 minutes left. But the first thing that's coming up for you is neck is often, but in particular for you, is seeing all aspects of life. It feels like you are opening up to a new and deeper awareness of the power of a lot of what we've been talking about, the power of the non-physical and the power of that to create radical change and radical expression in our world and our ability to tap into that deeply. And there's a little bit of the seizing in the neck because the part of the physical body is still operating from the old programming and the old operating system that relies upon physical strength and drive and root power to create change. And you said it is the right side of your body, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which is often the past and masculine. So we're strengthening you that, and we're going to bring this out to the whole world. And we're strengthening to all of us, you and the entire community in the world, to all of our past transgressions, our past experiences, and our dominant approach of utilizing the physical strength, brute power to create change and open us to the future that is desiring to come through, that is an integration of the physical and the non-physical. And with that, I can't even check in with you, Raul. We are at the end of our show, but I thank you so much. And you can email me or Anne-Marie if you have any further questions. I will continue to work on you right after the show. Have you noticed a shift so far?
Well, you were right on it. So beautiful. Yes, of course you did. Yes.
Fabulous. Awesome. Fabulous. So thank you, as always, to our audience, to Raul, to our callers. And it's such a pleasure to connect with all of you out there in the audience. I'm so honored to be taking this space once a month on Colette's amazing show. And Anne-Marie, always a joy to have you here as a guest. You're just such a fabulous connection for the audience and for everyone. Your beautiful energy. Thank you to Carter. And Colette will be back next week, Wednesday at 8 a.m. Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.